you all may think, God, this is quite a thousand years. And we say, Shabbat HaVisenu, Kola Kola Kredi Shazer. It's a Gevaldik Zach to see that people get together for Yom Ha'iyun, for Yom Ha'Torah, for Yachid Kala. Many things that pile up through the week that a person could take care of when there's a day off, and to dedicate that for Torah is worthy of a Mishaberech. And Befrat, Misha call Misha Oiskin B'Tzarchi Tzibur B'Yamuna. There's this Gavaldika organization called Hakel that volunteers their efforts and their funds just for the purpose of talking speakers into coming to Muncie and talking people into coming to Ashir. And they're Oisik B'Tzarchi Tzibur B'Yamuna. And so it's very appropriate that we should give the Kol HaKodesh, the Kahal HaKodesh Hazeh, and the Oiskin B'Tzarchi Tzibur B'Yamuna, we should reiterate the bracha that the Mishaberech gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalim Sarah V'Yashem Mihem Kol Machla V'Yirko Kol Gufam V'Yislach Kol Avonam V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha V'Kol Masi Yedeh. Can you hear me without the microphone?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Fine. Okay. Hello? All right. Rav Shlomo Zalman once told me that when he was a young man, the Gadol HaDor at that time in Yerushalayim, one of the Gadol HaDor in his neighborhood, was Rav Bengis. And this Gadol HaDor, so he told him once, he says, you know, he says, people go into the makolet and they come out with bags full of food, and they're happy-go-lucky, mishmechel, they come out like this with their older bags of food and everything like that. He says, Rabbenga said, when I go out with some food from the makolet, I'm so nervous that maybe I'm not going to have the right bracha and everything like that. And the people that are just happy. So I thought about it, and I said, you know, what's so difficult? I mean, this seems to be, a bracha seems to be probably the least complicated thing of our life. It's, you make a bracha, a little kid of 3 years old, 4 years old could make a bracha. So you make a bracha. What's the a God like Dar who knows Kala Tara Kula and he's concerned and so serious about this. And I hope that Be'ezus Hashem, in the course of what we speak about, will have some sort of an understanding of the wonderful profundity that's encapsulated in what we do. What they asked me to speak about was a typical shilas that come up in our everyday life. And so we're going to take two and maybe three subjects, sugyas, which are very, very relevant, halacha lemaisa. And hopefully we will come out with a little bit of a framework in these sugyas, and practically halacha lemaisa for what to do and how to fierce up with these things. So the three subjects, I will start off with three shayas, so to speak, and this will introduce us into the subject, so we'll take each subject one at a time. I hope we'll be able to get to the third one. If not, we'll do just the first two. This is very typical, a person doesn't really know what's the extent of the bracha that he makes. What is it good for? How long does it work, or for what does it work? A typical thing is, this happens all the time to us, is that we come home from shul, we sit down in our study, and open up a Gemara, and we take a cup of coffee, or in the Beis Medrash we have a chavrusa, we take a cup of coffee, and then 15, 20 minutes later, we might decide, put our hand in our pocket and pull out a candy, a charm, or something like that, and ready to pop it into our mouth. And then we say, wait a minute, I made a shahakol on the coffee, do I have to make another shahakol on the candy? It's a common stuff. So you talk it over with your chavrusa, maybe, and wind up, better not, I don't know if I have a bracha. What do you mean better not? What do you mean better not? What's the halacha? Either you have to make a bracha, so make the bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. Don't deny yourself the eating of the candy. What's the halacha? Another area that we run into very often is we know that the bracha is good. Shini Mokrin invalidates a bracha, changing the place. So, suppose a person comes home and he has a hard day, tells his wife, listen, take the phone off the hook. I need 20 minutes of peace and quiet. Let's just sit down and have supper. And they start eating, and he eats a soup, and 5 minutes later there's a knock on the door, and the neighbor says, I'm trying to call you, your phone's busy. He says, oh, I'm sorry, it must be somebody's on the phone. He says, no, if I need you, could you please, my furnace is out, I have to, I know you're very familiar with these kinds of things, could you help me light the pilot light and the furnace, it's been out all day, I've been waiting for you. So you pick yourself up and you go to that teva and you go next door and you light the you get the pilot going and you come back and then you're ready to go to continue eating the soup. And they say, wait a minute, I just learned the Gemara Shini Makim Tzarech Levarech. I just changed my place. I went to the next house. So do I have to make another bracha or don't I have to make another bracha? Rain again. And another area that impacts us on a daily basis is in the food itself. A lot of foods are combinations of things, and you know that there's always ikur tafel. But so what? You know, like if I have a salad and it has vegetables and it has mango and dates and almonds, and it's all mixed up, and it's a kavalfik salad, I'm going ready to eat it, and I say, so what do I do? What's the bracha? I make two brachas, do I pick out the nuts and make a second bracha? How does it work? What constitutes what's rules govern the ikur v'tafel in this bracha? What about the bracha achreina? So these are three very negeyadik practical inyanim, practical sugyas, and try to cover the first two, and maybe if we have some time, the ikur v'tafel as well. Okay. one of the most important and critical, actually, factors in determining what the extent of a bracha is das. What you have in your mind, you are the person that creates the framework for your bracha. You're the one that's giving the shvach vaydor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so you're molding what your bracha should be. And so a lot of it has to do with what's your das. So, if a person has das, it's going to have multiple items, or going to sit down in the house and he's going to want to eat more than one thing of the same bracha type. So, it depends on what his das is. Magen Avraham says in Siman Reish Vav, and this subject of one bracha covering many items is the subject of a siman in Shulchan Aruch. It's Siman Reish Vav. So the Magen Avraham says in Siman Reish Vav, Kol Eshel Davar, Im Daita Yal Kol Mash Yaviu Loi, Pshita De Ein Tzarach Levarach. A person sits down and comes to his study, and he's going to have the coffee, and when he takes the coffee, he says, you know, I might have other things, and so my das is that I want my bracha to be chal for any shahato that I have in mind. Good till canceled. I want my bracha. So then Avada, if he subsequently takes a candy, then he said, he created a bracha which is good for all shahakar until canceled, or until it's automatically canceled, but it's good and valid until it's canceled for everything. It's partial like that, said the Magen Avraham. And v'imhaya nimlach mehem shita the tzarech levarach. And if he makes a bracha and then changes his mind, then decides to stop eating. Or if he makes a bracha in the beginning and he has in mind, he says, look, I'm only going to have, coffee is no good for me, I'm getting too nervous, and I'm making up my mind right now, before, that I'm going to make this bracha, and it's only going to be good for one cup of coffee, no more. Then, if he wants a second cup of, if 15 minutes later he says, you know, I want another cup of coffee, it's no good. He has to, because he limited his bracha with his own das, with his own mind, he created the bracha that he wants, that exists. The shaila is, what's going to be, which is almost always the case, with stam das. A person didn't sit down, didn't have das one way or the other, he sat down and made a shakal and he had a coffee. Now, we have to figure out what's his stam das. So the first thing is that it's kedai to have das before you have make a bracha. Chayadim says in Kal He, he says, Kaidim Shiyavarach, Sarach Leida, Eze Bracha, Shitzarach Levarach, Kidei, Shabashar Shu Maskir Hashem, Shu Ikra Bracha, Ye, Yudu Aloi, Mashi Yisayah. And Ramah says in Simon Reish Rav, the Taiv Lizoria Lachatila, Liyaz Daiki, I'll call Mashi Yavi. So that's what you're supposed to do. But it's not always, we're not always connected, we're not always focused. And so, when we're not focused, the question is, okay, so now, person comes in, he sits down in the study, takes the coffee, he didn't have das one way or the other, he didn't have das to limit it to one cup, he didn't have das to open it up to everything, he wasn't thinking, he just sat down and he made a shahakal and he had a cup of coffee, and now the question is, what happens for subsequent things? Okay, this is the sugya in Siman Reish Rav. So, what Chazal had to do is Chazal had to impute what is a person's stam das? That means to say that, I mean, if there was some sort of a computer-aided tomography scan that would be able to, I don't think they're going to ever have such a device, where a person's brain patterns can be analyzed, and it could determine deep into the person's subconscious what did he really mean. If there could be such a thing, which then it would be simple, then we would be able to mechanically determine that really he thought that he's going to have candy and other things also, or really he didn't think about it. But there is no such thing. And so Chazal had to, B'chachmas HaTorah and Chachmas Hashem, had to determine what is in our head. What's our stam das? What is the stam das of a human being, and which situation, and has to help us out that way, because we don't know what we meant when we did it. So Chazal said, that whatever, so this is the determination. So now we have a machlokes haposkim, and to the extent of stam das, what's our stam das? In Siman Reish Vav, it seems that anything that you, when you sit down and you make a bracha, anything that you will have the same bracha would be covered. In Yerideya, in Hilchos Shechita, it talks about if a shofet makes a bracha and he goes to shech the chicken, and then another chicken is brought in, he'd have to make a second bracha. So the shach says, Gaval. Seems like the two machabers don't match up. Here we say in Hilchos Shechita, regarding the mitzvah, making the bracha of the mitzvah for Shechita, that it only works for what you have. And by Chila, Siman Reish Vav and Shulchan Aruch, it says that it works for subsequent things. So the Shach says that not a problem. In Siman, in Yerideya Hilchos Shechita, there we're talking about somebody's making a bracha on a mitzvah. There's no kvius to do a mitzvah. There's no session. It's not like a mitzvah session. It's like if a moyel, somebody's in the shul and there's a bris, right? So you have a moyel. And the male comes over, the baby's here, the male comes in, and he says, he makes a bracha, ala mila, and just then, another fellow walks in with a baby, do mine also. And so, the male is thinking when he makes the bracha on the baby, that somebody else is gonna come running in with another baby, you know, do mine, is he gonna have the same kavana for the second mitzvah? No! So the same way, when a person is shechting, somebody gives him a thing to shech, he's going to do the mitzvah sheet, he makes a bracha on the mitzvah sheet, and there's no kvias. So in Mela, the bracha is only good for that. Whereas, the shech, by eating is a kvias. A person doesn't always just, when he makes a bracha on one thing, you think he eats one thing. A lot of times, you sit down and start eating, so you know one thing goes to the next, and one thing goes to the next, and you have a shtibel kavias. So in Mela, that's why when you make a bracha for food, it should be good for all. Magen Avraham says punfake. Magen Avraham says no. He says by the chicken, if the chicken's in front of him, so he has that. Maybe he's going to do another one. But here it's talking about where you have das. If he has das, a person came in, he had das for eating, for more, so then it works. The Mishnah Berurah makes a pshara. And he says, look, what are we going to do? Like, either it's going to be good for everything, good for nothing. So the Mishnah Berurah makes a pshara. Sharatiyah. And he says, here's the rule. If there's a kvias, that avadah is a kvias, it's good for everything. But if there's no kvias, just you took one thing and you're going to take another thing. So if there's no kvias, what you have to do is like this. If it's the same type of thing, then we take on that your das was to go from achila katana to achila gedola. In other words, a person takes a cup of coffee. The derech is he's going to go take another cup of coffee. Sometimes he takes a cup of coffee, he thinks one cup of coffee, he says, no, he goes for a second cup of coffee. So if it's the same kind of thing that's in front of you, or that you're eating, then it works for the next one. If it's not the same kind of thing, if it's a different kind of thing, take a cup of coffee, later you go to the refrigerator, you open up the refrigerator, there's a piece of fish there, and you take the fish. That zecha is not what a person would have in stam das. That would not have been in his subconscious when he made the bracha. Memela, that stam das doesn't cover. However, if there's some sort of a kvias, if there's some sort of a session, an eating session still going on, then the bracha is good for anything, which is. Somebody makes a bracha on the bowl of fruit. And he makes a bracha on an apple. There's still an apple, it's in front of him. And then somebody brings in a pear. So when he made the bracha and the bowl of fruit was in front of him, that signified that he's a kvias. He's going to eat fruit now. He's going to convey himself to eat fruit. So whatever subsequent fruit is brought, Kol's man, the original fruit is in front of him, that gets covered by the bracha. If he makes a bracha on the fruit and then he takes the bowl away or the bowl is taken away or there's no more fruit in front of him and then somebody brings in an orange, a pear, something else, it's not covered because the kvias was ended. He had a kvias and the kvias was ended. So that's the framework of stam das. Now, Chazal further said that we could, there's certain situations where we can impute that you would have had das. And what's that? So one thing the Gemara talks about is daita ataka, which means to say your das is on a balabayas. Which means to say that if you go in, somebody invites you in for dinner. So you sit down. And they bring you over fish. It's okay. So you eat it. Then they bring you something, or even not for dinner. You go in to visit somebody, and they bring you over a drink. Okay? And they bring you some candy. Okay? So the stam das of a person, when he goes in to visit somebody, and the person who's the host is bringing him some food, the person knows that he doesn't know what the host has to offer. And not only that, but you're not going to make a person feel bad if they offer you something and you don't want to take it. I had a chavrusa who was a Talmud of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's just attention. So he said he came to Rav Yaakov and the Rebbe said, brought in some dessert, whatever, and he said, no, hasn't been there. So she walks out of the room, and Rabbi Yaakov said to him, he says, tell me, he says, if you would prepare a shir and go to give the shir, and the people say, no, I don't need it, how would you feel? She made this at the skabakim, she gave it to you. well, why did you take so? So sometimes there's like a certain ni'imis. If somebody, a host, brings you something, even if you don't want it, you take a little bit, especially if the lady made something, you take a little bit. So a person knows in advance that when he comes into somebody's house and he serves something, so then the balabas could bring him something else, he could bring him something else. And so when he makes a bracha, his das is, even if he doesn't think about it clearly, his das is that it's on whatever they're going to bring, whatever the host is going to bring him. And the Gemara says, Daita Taka, he has das on the Reish Galus, he has das on the Balabais. That's one form that Chazal understood our psyche and understood that when we make the bracha, we really mean that it's we have a das for anything that's going to be subsequently brought. One thing. Another issue, it's Magen Avraham B'Shem Mishaloi, it's Reshit Beis, is a person who is ragil, who is regilis, his normal mode of operation is to have this second thing. So then that also his tam das would have been, because even if he didn't think about it, if this person every day, he can't have his cup of coffee without having two candies, a piece of chocolate. Right? That's what he needs with his cup of coffee. So if he takes the coffee and he doesn't think about it, the stama, he's going to go in anyway and he's going to get those two pieces of candy. If it's not every day, it's usual that he does it. So even though he doesn't think about it consciously, but he knows that he's going to do it. So that's also like das. So if a person makes a bracha and has a regilis, that's also like das. Another thing is if a person has a kviyas, he sits down to a meal. So even if he sits down, he's taking the meal himself. If his wife is serving him, so then it's for sure daita taka, because his das is he doesn't know what his wife is going to bring him. But even if he doesn't have that, if he sits down to a meal, so also you know, sit down to a meal. Sometimes you're hungry, you're going to go to the refrigerator, you're going to take more. So that's also your stam das would be to have more things on the same bracha. There is one, on Daita Taka, there is an Igus Moshe, I just remembered. Rav Moshe says that the reason Daita Taka works, he says, Mishum Yoidin the Derech Balabayis Lahavi Harbe Minim, Zeh, that's what the Mishum Brewer says. And says, Lachem Nistaber, Shadavka V'Nikro L'Chavdom, the Peres. The Imrak Niklu Lishab, Vinasan Lahema Balabais Mitzad Derech Eretz, Peris Lachavdam, Ein Shayach Lema, that there should be Dakatak. What this means is as follows. There's some situations where the host is going to bring you something, but they're not really interested in feeding you, and you're not really interested in eating, and it's just a matter of protocol or social nicety. For example, you come into an office to close a deal. So he ushers you into his office and he says to the secretary, Mary, could you please bring our guest the coffee? So you want the coffee, you want the coffee, you don't want the coffee, you don't want the coffee. Mere pass, I have to offer you a coffee, it's in your cupboard, you could say no. That's the extent of the protocol and social nicety that I have to do. You don't think that the fellow who you're going to talk with, or you came to negotiate with, is going to bring you out a 7-course dinner. Now, later on during the conversation, he says to his secretary, you know what, we have a box of chocolate candies, you know, with the OU, bring it to our guest over here. So, you didn't have that in mind, because it wasn't the derech. He's just there. He's not there to be machabed you. He's just there to give you that. So in such a kind of a situation, Einu Hanami, when you walk into somebody's office, you don't have das on the balabayas as future. But on the other hand, if you come into your neighbor or whatever, somebody, a friend, and they offer you something, so then the stam das would be taka that the balabas would give you subsequent things, and you have das on everything. Okay, so that is a framework of how far a bracha would work if we don't have das, and we just have stam das. There's a second issue that is a bracha is only chal, is only valid for when you're in the place. And it's not valid if it's not you're not in the place. I just will quote Shulchan Aruch writes, it's in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. It's a Simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Kufay Ches, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol HaMashana Mekoymai Harei Pasek Achilosa. Somebody that's eating, and you stop eating, your Pasek, it's the end of your session. Now, when you make a bracha, you're making a bracha, it's not unlimited, it's not going till next Tuesday. Your bracha is limited to sitting down, I'm going to eat something. So maybe it's a little bit more, but I'm going to eat something, but I'm eating here. Now, if I stop this session, this eating session, then that's it. It's another eating session, it's another bracha. So, this is the Lashon of the Lavush. Kishodim keveya atzmei lecha v'makim echad, u'birach shav bracha, v'atzei amaitzi, v'mashal. Svarahu, b'minastam, Hayadaiti al Komash Yoiko ba Oisi Suda, Yoiko ba Oisi Kvias, ba Oisi Makam Shakava Shah, Sudasa. Abo im Mishana Makame, Bahalach Manam Makim Azer, Lecha of a Makimach. Hare Pasak Sudasa, and it's not going to be a good bracha. So the idea is, the object is, that in this case, even if you would have das to go outside, physically you ended your eating session, then you ended your bracha. So now, what constitutes a change of place? Right? What constitutes a change of place? If Yungaman makes a bracha on a coffee over here, and then in the back of the room, he sees his chaver and he takes his coffee and he walks over there to the back of the room. And is that a change of place? I mean, he changed from this corner to that corner. Or what about if he goes up to the Ezra's Narship? Or what if he goes downstairs? Or what about if he made the bracha downstairs and he takes the... So what constitutes a change of place? Which the Machaber says you have to make another bracha. So, there's two issues really when you talk about a shini makom. One issue is what's a change of place, and another issue is if you did make a change of place, what are the gedarim? Is there any heter? Are there any rules that override this shini makom where the bracha is still valid? And if the bracha is not valid, so you make a bracha levatala. So what constitutes a change of place? So we could break it down into three different types of all change of venue could be broken down into three different types. The Shulchan Aruch talks about bayis labayis. That means to say from one house under one roof to another house under one roof. Or actual. We'll see what that is. Bias to bias. We can have pina la pina, from that corner to that corner in the same room. And we can have cheder la cheder. That's from one room to another room. So if we talk about mibayis labayis, that means to say that mibayis labayis, for sure, lekuli alma, unless we talk about some of the heterim that we have, lekuli alma, mibayis labayis is a shini makom. That means to say that if you're in your house, you made a bracha, you're eating supper, and knock on the door, neighbor comes, asks you to go into his house, and you go into his house, you come back to the house, it's not going to, your bracha should be invalid, because you made a bracha, and when you left the house to go into the next door, you ended your meal. Now you're coming back, you're starting the meal over again, but you ended your meal. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Lashon, which is really the Lashon of the Rambam, which is very interesting, because this happens all the time. Shulchan Aruch says, I just want to quote the Lashon here, Hayoichu b'bayisel, pasik sudase, v'halach l'bayis acher, Hayoichu b'kari chaveri l'dabri imay, you're eating in one house and you stopped your suda and you went out, or somebody came to your door and he asked to talk to you and you walked outside the door. And you walked out the door and you came back. So once you walked out the door, it's over. You have to make another bracha. Now, the Mishnah Brura says, Pashit, like the Mechaber, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, the Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah, most Poskim say like this, most Rishonim, most Poskim say like this, Mishnah Berurah says that, if somebody walks outside his door, and walks back inside, it's all over, he has to make new brachas. Sometimes when I'm having a coffee or something like that, and I'm learning, and my wife beeps to come bring in the packages from the grocery, and I have to go outside. I try to finish off everything, because if not, I'm going to need a new bracha. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Paiskim said, Chayodom. There is, however, a dissenting opinion. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, it doesn't mean, when the Rambam says, when the Mechaber says Hiflig, it takes a while to go out. It means Hiflig, it means like 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. It doesn't just mean you walk outside the door and you walk back and you can carry back in the packages. That doesn't constitute a break. The Maariv Ketziah says that, how could you say that constitutes a break in the middle of his meal? I mean, he just walked outside and he walked back inside. Oida Basa Beit Shinov, like we had in Rashi's class, he's still eating. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chayadim and most Paiskim, that they say that if you walk outside the door, the minute you walk out, you have to be Pesach Beisai, so the bracha becomes invalid. Because you change your location. So that's if you walk outside the door. That's to be bias the bias. And even if somebody had, this mice happens all the time. My son has a house in Flatbush, and there's no porch that's big enough for the sukkah. So the sukkah is in the backyard downstairs. They have a small backyard, whatever, garage in the backyard. And so the way you go to the sukkah is you have to go downstairs, go out the steps, and you walk a few steps, and there's the sukkah. So he owns both buildings, and he owns the house, he owns the sukkah, it's the same balabas, but it's the bias of bias. there's Aces, but let's and Viter. So that's Mibayas Levayas. Mibayas Levayas, that unless we have another Eitzah, that's going to need another bracha. Mipina Lapina, that Lukuli Alma does not need another bracha. That's the same place. Even if he goes from here to that corner, or you're in a hasana, you're eating by one table, it's a massive hall. And you're eating by one table, and you have friends at another table, you go take your portion and you go continue over there. No, there's no shinui makom. What about Mecheder L'Cheder? So Mecheder L'Cheder is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashbam, as to whether Mecheder L'Cheder needs a new bracha or not. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, Rashi holds, not Tosfos holds, yes, that the only way that you could go from cheder l'cheder without a new bracha is you have to have das. That means to say that if you're sitting in the kitchen, according to Tosfos, if you're sitting in the kitchen and you made a bracha and then one of the kids called you and you want to continue and you want to take your coffee with you or go read him a bednight story or something like that, that would not be valid for the bedroom. Cheder l'cheder. So the Mishnah Berurah, from here, if you look at the Bar Halacha in Simei Kuf Ayin Ches, you see the godless of the Chafetz Chaim. Mamish, you see the Avos Yisrael of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim is faced with a problem. The problem is that everybody does it. Which person in his own home makes a bracha in one room, and then he doesn't go to another room and eat. And he has people have das. People remember that they're supposed to have das in the other room. So you need a heter for Kal Yisrael. So the Bar Halacha goes into it, and he makes the Yesh Miayim. He pulls out the Rishonim from where he shows that the Machlokes is totally on how the Girsa is. And he shows you that there's a lot of Rishonim that have the other Girsa. And the Melech, they have the other Girsa, the Stamari hold like Rashi. And it's not only Rashi, it's a Das Yochid, and he has other, and he says, in the end, it's better to have Das. But if you don't have Das, it's no problem. You could rely on the fact that the Cheder L'Cheder is the same as the Pina L'Pina, and you don't have to make a new bracha. So he saved it. He saved us. So if we're in our own house and we go from room to room, as long as we're under one roof, one ownership, then it's the bracha is chal. You don't supposed to have das, and if you don't, it's also okay. To the end. So that's the extent of where how Chazal set up the difference of place. I asked, what's the din if you go out? You know, a lot of times you go out to a back porch, especially you make a barbecue or something like that, you have a back porch, whatever, is that considered mecheder l'cheder? And Shlomi Zalman held no, Billy Ashman held no, and Rav Scheinberg held, I guess Rav Scheinberg being an American, held that's the derech. People eat in the, that's part of the house. That's part of the eat, and it's considered mecheder l'cheder. Al kaponim, that's the, so what happens if a person goes from one makom to another makom? So the first thing is, that if he niach chaverim, if a person left over somebody, then they're not going to forget about coming back. That means to say, if you're eating and you're eating with your wife or your children or your neighbors or whoever it is, and you're called out, you're not going to forget to come back. It's not so mamela. That's considered like you're always in the same place. Because it's ki'ilu, since you're since you started off with the place, you're mukhrach to come back. The meal is still going on, and when you come back, so that it's ki'ilu, you're still there at the meal, even though you're temporarily out. Not so if you're mukhrach to come back for some other reason. If you started eating, and you have to go to the airport, and your wife tells you, listen, make sure you don't forget your passport. And you say, no problem. And you start eating, and then you look at your watch, oh, it's late, and you run out and you forgot your passport. So now, you're five miles down the road, and you realize that you forgot your passport. There's no way that you have to, you're mukhrach to come back. But you're mukhrach to come back, not to start a suda. You're not coming back for the suda, you're coming back for it. If you're mukhrach to come back, would that connect you back to the same suda? But if somebody's eating in your house, you're eating with somebody, and you're mukhrach to come back, so then that is considered like you're still in the same kavias. Also, if somebody's a holchei drachim, if somebody does not have a kavias, somebody doesn't have a kavias, that means to say that he never sat down to start making a kavias. He's walking, he's traveling, and he's eating. So then, there is no kavias. So then when you constantly keep going, you never broke your kavias, because you never had a kavias. So who I did, I asked this Rabbi Yashu years ago, who I did if you're in a car driving, and you're drinking your coffee, whatever it is, you never made a kavias. You're just going. So then if you stop and you have to continue on or whatever it is, there is no kavias. There's one more thing that keeps a bracha going. Do we have time, or are we? Okay, so we'll leave it. There's one more thing. It's called Davar Tayyib Bracha B'Mekaymai. I invite you to look in Simin Kufayin Ches, and now from these dinim, and a lot of dinim in Hilchos Brachos, we find that one of the very important, critical issues that determine what the bracha is das. Let's have das. And as a matter of fact, the Chayadam says, Kaidam Shiyavara, Sarach Leida, Eza Bracha, Shiyatzacha Bracha. Person, it's not stam, just look. Yeah, before a person makes a bracha, Sarach Levar, Kadesh, Sarach, he has to know, Sarach Leida, Eza Bracha, Shiyatzacha Bracha. Kidei, Shibashashu, Master Hashem, when he says Hashem's name, Shuikar Bracha, Ayayidei Alay Mashi Yisai. And also the Chayyadim says a little bit later in Simin Kalhei, Asa Lizrek Bracha Mikiv. A person can't throw a bracha like a spitball. He can't, when we're kids in the class, how you shoot those spitballs, when the other kid isn't looking, you when you say a bracha, it's not a spitball. You can't go, Bracha Tashem, break it. It's each word that you say has to be said with kavod, as you would be speaking to a dignitary. Also, lizard bracha mipiv levarach b'mehiras. Eli chaving pirish hamilas v'yavarach b'nachas. A person should be machaving pirish hamilas when he says something. He has to be machaving. It's when a person is in front of a melech, he's focused and he's eloquent. And he thinks what he's talking about. It's the same way when you're in front of Kal v'chaymer, Melech Malchei Amlochim. Be focused. Every word, think what the words mean. So, the Aruch HaShulchan says an interesting thing. When we focus on what's the pirish of pirish amiris. So Baruch, the word Baruch, what's Baruch? Baruch means, who are we to bench Hashem? Hashem meets us. I mean, if there's a little amoeba on this floor, and the amoeba is looking up there, and he says, "Oh, Rabbi Budman has a nice tie." I mean, so what do I care about the amoeba? The nafkamina between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a lot more vast than a microbe and a human being. So what's the pshat? We're benching Hashem. So we're not benching Hashem. It's Baruch means we acknowledge, it's in us to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Brecha. He is the source of this that we're going to make the Brecha on. Atta, Hashem. Hashem is supposed to be Hoya, Hoya the year. It's the past, the future, the current. Elokeinu, he's the power, all the power, every power. Power focuses everything, empowers everything. Melech Olam, he's the master planner of arranging that everything should go from some place to the other place. If I make a bracha on an apple, that apple had my name stamped on it. It was grown in New York State. It had my name stamped on it. It came to the store. It went to my house. It came to me. Melech Olam. Bayre, let's say creates. What's the Lashon Bayre? What's the Lashon Bayre? It should have been Bara, because Hashem made the apple years ago, or months ago, or weeks ago. Bayre, what's Bayre? So Bayre is a Lashon that shows past and present. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Kuf Samach Zayin says, Kol brachas anenin sarach liyos b'loshin ova sharei kva nivra dovizeh v'zeshim avarkam loshin b'yrei k'may b'yrei min imezenis b'yrei kriyaetz b'yrei kriyadamach mibnei sheb'yrei havagamkein loshin ova and loshin hoiva v'nira li da'kosif tofizeh shehu kolel gam loshin hoiva mibnei Shekadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'chol yoyim tam et masiv reishis. V'chein v'yrei b'chol eis u'b'chol shor he's creating. So I could explain this with a mashal from the Nefesh HaChaim. And we'll conclude with this mashal. The Nefesh HaChaim says a meyudika mashal. I just adapted it a little bit to make it I'm in the 20th century, 21st century, but it's the marshal is not mine. It's the Nefesh HaChaim's. The Nefesh HaChaim says like this: what does it mean that? What is this? What does this mean? What does this Aruch HaShulchan mean? Aruch HaShulchan is saying that the Lashon of Bayrei is to show you that a Kaddish Baruch Hu made it, and he's continuously making. What do you mean? He's continuously making it. It's not continuously making it. It's made. So the Nefesh HaChaim says like this. There's a mashal. Suppose there is, let's take an Alpha Yid, and the Alpha Yid goes to bed. He's having a dream. And in this dream, there are two people, and they're meeting at a chasana. "Oh, how are you?" says one person to the other. "I haven't seen you for a long time." "Yeah, Baruch Hashem, how are you?" "And let's go out and talk. I haven't seen you for some time." They go outside and they're talking to each other, and they have so much to catch up on and so much to talk about, and they're talking about the kids in school and the problems that he has with the Rebbe, and the other one is talking about he's having a problem with his district and a problem with his work. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And they're talking and they're catching up, and all of a sudden one of the two fellows, it's this faraway stare, and his face starts getting white and pale. And the other one says, "Yaakov, what's the matter? Are you sick?" He says, "Worse." He says, "What's the matter? What's the matter? You're white, you're like a ghost." He says, "I have this terrible thought." He says, "What is the thought?" He says, "I have this thought that we're going to cease to exist. This whole chasana, this whole town, me, you, everybody, we're going to cease to exist. He says, what do you mean? What do you mean? He says, the man that's dreaming us is going to wake up and we're going to cease to exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this world, everything in this world, every molecule, every atom, is only created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constantly thinking and willing everything here to exist. If for one second, for one rega, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops willing everything to exist, it doesn't have to be destroyed, it'll just stop existing. Quantum physics recognizes this. Atoms used to be called matter. Now atoms are called energy. There is no matter. It's only the Ratzon Hashem, second by second, everything takes this. And so that's why Chazal picked Bayrei, which is mashma, it's a lushin of it happened in our perception, but it continues to be created every second. So that second that I take the apple, it's not the pshat is that it was created. The pshat is it was created and it's continuing to be created. That's pure shamilis. That's partial pure shamilis. And so when a person has pashat the pure shamilis in a bracha 100 times a day, Chazal say that that's Yerushalayim. A bracha brings Yerushalayim. It brings Yerushalayim because if a person connects to reality 100 times a day, that's Yerushalayim. The Eitzes El Helfen, that we should all have lots of koyach and lots of gezunt, that we should be able to come together for more Yarchei Kalas and more learning and learn more and more, and that we should all be zeichet to be Yerushalayim and v'gam ani b'seichem.